Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you? What you? What you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, you're live on BWD Radio with me, your host, Miss V. And for those that are a little confused because it's a Wednesday and you always hear from me on a Thursday, we had to change things up and make sure we had things happening this week. Don't want to miss anything. All right, coming up in a little bit, we'll be interviewing Philippe Drou. Pretty interesting. He's got some AKAs, so we're going to get a little bit deeper in what's going on the music side, the business side. We're going to see what's going on. But anyways, outside of that, be sure, you know, I do. I always appreciate y'all tuning in. But you can also catch me not only live on the Thursdays, but you can also listen to all past shows. There are on-demand playback, BWD Radio, under each individual artist, whom I have already have done an exclusive or even a follow-up the following year. We tend to do follow-ups, see where the artists are and what's going on and what they got coming down the pipeline. But anyways, you know, but you can also as well as if you click on the link for the actual, because it's off-site for podcasting, which is outside of our 24/7 nonstop music. It's a variety station, no commercials. That's directly right on bwdradio.com. You can also listen in to BWD Radio 24/7. Also, if you have the TuneIn app, or you can download our app. Okay, that's absolutely free as well. And you can get those links right from our site. And again, there's no commercials, just the hottest indie artists of today. We play all genres. But also, if you check out the podcast, I mean, you'll see how long Ms. V has been interviewing. All right, so I enjoy what I do, and I do what I enjoy. So do you have a favorite indie artist? I already know you do. Submit your song request right on site. You just click on that little link, or you can also click on that nice, wonderful link right in our mobile app, which is a hot app. And I'm not just saying it because I designed it, but it's a hot app. Even if you need a little USA, a little getaway, you know, it's a nice design, nice and chilled out. So anyways, if you know, whoever your favorite artist is, please show support for them and support us supporting the hottest indie artists of today by giving us a follow at BWD Radio on Facebook and on Twitter. Same thing, just be sure you end it with an underscore, BWD Radio _. And, In about 10 minutes, our guest will be joining us. Again, it's with rapper, singer Philippe Drou. Now, BWD Radio is all about diversity, unity, and the artists of today. We consider support and play all genres of music, worldwide reach, coming out of Florida with a worldwide reach, okay? All right? It's live online radio, okay? I already mentioned you can take us on the go with you, all right? We're available on iTunes, Google App. Just do a search for BWD Radio app. Okay, or like I said, tune in and all that great stuff. I'm like totally excited because I don't know, I must have missed something last week because we did kind of flip over to a Wednesday for this week outside of the regular Thursdays each week. But they must have upgraded the whole system. And so I log in and I'm like, wow, this is so cool. So I guess I have some features to check out in my spare time. But anyways, Ms. V, you know I got to warm it up. I'm going to warm it up with my boy, Rhyme Scheme, Business Over Pleasure.
Yeah. Young Noble Outlaw. Rhyme Scheme. Yeah. Get money, motherfucker, fame. Keep your third eye open, young, and watch the game. All my verses like crack, lyrical cocaine. You're now rocking with the best. Noble and Cold Veins in the role, what a movement. Outlaw gang, this is more than just music. It numbs the pain. Say my flow is like heroin. Shoot it in your veins, just a runaway slave trying to break the chain. Rappers sell a soul for a car and a chain. All I got is my word, my balls and my name. And this fire in my heart causes me to spit flame. Run prone now, man, I don't play no game. Niggas want change, but nobody wanna change. From the cradle to the grave, trapped in the maze. Feeling like it's us against everybody. God on my side, tell me who can stop me.
Money over, dude, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how I do it. I stay getting to the cheddar. This business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero bucks giving out wedding. It's business before pleasure.
Get into the business like a marketing plan. 100 G's in advance just for taking a chance. Out in California, feeling life, pocket is prime. 7 years on the grind just to serving these rhymes. A young outlaw, banned from the industry. Your industry, the game must be a mind. Cause I know y'all sick, killing me with all of that bullshit. Feeling like a preacher at the pulpit. These lyrics, I'ma pull quick out the chamber. Ready for action when it's danger. But I'm about my business, so this pen is to this paper. So I bring it back. Slanging these verses like crack. Rhyme scheme is hip hop. Return of the boom bap. We got business transactions like a stock exchange. All eyes on me when I'm out in the rain. Flow like surgery, how I'm bringing the pain. And in this rap game, they remember my name. Rhyme Scheme.
Money over, I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, how I drink it, do it. I stay getting to the cheddar. This business before pleasure. Rhyme Scheme and Young Noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Giving out wedding. It's business before pleasure.
And Noble ready to bomb first. And Yuck still got five on it. And if it's beefing, I'ma ride on it. But I'm about my business, so I keep it to myself. Keep my eyes on the green, cause it's all about the wealth. Stacking paper like confetti. If you broke, you ain't ready. But I ain't trying to make it rain like somebody broke a levee. I'm all about these rhymes, concepts that be heavy. Rhyme schemes and metaphors. I have your girl up in the telly. But never that. Pleasure will get you sidetracked. Especially when you want a mission for them greenbacks. I done seen it all, the rise and fall, hearts and men turn. All about the green paper, cause it's money to burn. Never learn from the shit that they see. It's all a dream. Either this rap shoot or they serving them fiends. Whatever your hustle is, baby, stack that cheddar. But what it's all for, is it business or pleasure?
Money over, cause I be getting to it. With the units in the kitchen, hide. I stay getting to the cheddar. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Send them through the postal, getting that money global. Zero giving out wedding. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Getting to it. Rhyme scheming young noble. Do it. Do it. Business before pleasure. Rhyme scheming young noble. Get to the cheddar. Get to the cheddar.
Stereo music power.
What up, people? This is your girl Tamara Bubble, and you better keep it locked to the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with the one and only Miss V. Hey, yo, Miss V, you better show them how we do. Bubble on deck. Yeah.
Hold up. Scott, the hurting. I ain't got time, so mama stop purping. Swag so fresh, talking in the third person. JB on the clock, got here working. Girl, I'm trying to ball, Julius Irvin. Like a player, cut that ass off the serving. And you got a ass, yeah, the liquor got me swerving. That's so big, her nickname Suburban. Yeah, she got the keys, she know how to work it. Yeah, I got a girl, but shawty got me flirting. Champagne room, cause I'm about to murk it.
Town Prince Marcus East, and you're now tuned into the hottest station on the planet, BWD Radio, with no one other than my girl, Miss V. Hey, yo, V, let's show them how we do.
Don't touch the fabric. My Shorty got that magic. My old girl mad, cause my new chick's the baddest. Tell homie he can have it, cause now I got a badge.
My new chick got a
I can hear you.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I wasn't sure if you were calling in or not, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna reach it myself.
Oh no, I didn't know if I was supposed to call or what. If you was gonna call me, so I was waiting. Actually, I was like, the international team ain't called me yet.
You know, and that's why I always make sure I have some sort of contact, because I've actually had that before. I think if someone just like totally missed the, interview, so that was not a good look. I was like, but anyway, so I'm glad I caught up with you. It's all good.
Thank you.
In fact, I was actually kind of inspired in certain parts of your biography. So there's a couple things I'm probably going to touch on. And I think it has to do with your AKAs. Your AKAs.
Okay.
But anyways, I have your latest single titled Gas. That's correct, right? Gas
it's
or
called,
Gas Station?
It's called Gas Station.
Oh, okay. I was not sure in regards to that, because I think I've heard it coming out both ways.
Right.
Either way, it's good. So I have that ready on deck, so I'll be jamming that out after our interview. Now, you also had a previous single, Stupid Dope Move, but for some reason, I just couldn't get my hands on a clean version because I wanted to actually jam that out. But I'm going to let you at least talk about it in a little bit.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and jump on in. Let's begin with where were you born and raised, and as well as where do you hail now?
Well, I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland. I was raised in Maryland, went to school in Maryland and D.C., you know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're pretty close to each other. So I was raised in both, you know, areas, but I was born in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right now, I hail in D.C. now. I live in D.C., Northwest D.C. right now.
All right. So you're a DMV boy. That's what's up. A lot of good artists. There's quite a few artists that are kind of doing their thing out of the DMV, and that's pretty good. I like to see some movement in different geographical areas, no doubt.
We're trying to put our face on the map, just like, you know, all the other big cities.
Right.
You know, people don't really look at really, you know, the DC as for the hip hop areas, you know what I'm saying? So we're just trying to open the door a little bit more, you know? But it's good.
Someone's gotta kick the door in.
We got a couple people in there with their feet in there already, so you know, we're in a good position.
Good. It's really good. I mean, you know, the Midwest had their time, the West had their time. The South definitely had their time. The ATL has been constantly on the map. So, you know, I think it's time to get some new map additions.
Definitely. Isn't it very much?
Most definitely. Now, when and what influence? I believe your original stage name was Phil the Future.
Yeah, Phil the Future. I still actually go by Phil the Future, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's pretty much an AK, you know what I'm saying? It's, I mean, AKA, also known as. But that was my original stage name that I ran with, you know, in the beginning. And due to the fact, like, when I came out and, you know, began taking rap serious or taking the music serious. It was also at the same time that, you know, it was a couple other Futures out at the same time, like Future, you know, from ATL. It was a couple other Futures from my area also, you know what I'm saying? So that, but I kind of like try to separate it by the, by with the Phil of the Future, you know what I'm saying? Phil of the Future, because that's my name, you know what I'm saying? Phil. So
right.
Then in you know, doing going through the you know, releasing mixtapes and releasing projects and going through the people mixing you up or going traveling places and, you know what I'm saying, introducing myself to people and they're like, oh, Future from, you know, this Future or that Future. Like, it was a whole bunch of mix up. So just to build my brand a little better and build myself a little better, I said, let me change it, you know, so it won't be no confusion with nobody else. That was the only reason why I changed it. So the Felipe, you know what I'm saying, still Phil, you know what I'm saying, and the Drove came Squad, which my movement and my company is called the Drove Boys, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're called. So that's where the Drove came from. So it's really just Felipe Drove, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I was noticing that as well, too. I know when I was, you know, reading up on your movement, and, you know, I did see that about the Drove Boys. And So, yeah, and in fact, I believe the mixtape that you released, Louder Than You, that was actually under Phil the Future, correct?
Correct. That was under my Phil the Future name, right. So if you Google,
oh, okay.
if you look up Phil the Future, or if you look at the mixtape, that mixtape will be under Phil the Future, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to let you talk about that in just a minute. So so you've been on your grind for a good minute. So who were some of your musical influences while growing up?
Growing up, I had a lot of influences. One of the major ones was my father, you know what I'm saying? My family, we're family from the Caribbean. My father and my mom are from Jamaica. So, but my father is really deep into the music culture, to the reggae and dancehall culture. So I was grown up and raised into that dancehall music culture. So I always was raised around music, you know what I'm saying? Coming up, rap-wise or musical-wise, period, you know, the Michael Jacksons, the... I always loved the Michael Jackson rappers, you know, the Tupac's, Biggie's. Even when I was younger, I mean, you know, I was with, like, Criss Cross's, Another Bad Creation. Like, I was raised on those type of people, you know what I'm saying? So those are always influenced. But, like, everybody, I didn't have this one person. I listened to all type of people. Pac, I used to listen to Heavy D, you know what I'm saying? Like, people like that. Heavy D was, like, draws to me because he was, like, a Caribbean person, too. So, you know, that kind of, like, draw me to him. But, like, a lot of people, I listen to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, down south, New York, West Coast, no matter what.
And that's important, too. Yeah, and that's important, too, to be diverse. I think it makes, you know, an artist better when they have a little bit of different flavor, you know? It's kind of like mixing the batter.
Yeah.
So what was the, you know, the epiphany when you realized that you wanted to get into the music and entertainment industry? And with all those influences, how are you separating yourself from, you know, other artists that are in, you know, in your genre or genres?
Well, how I became, growing up, I was always into music in our area, in the DMV area. We had a thing called Go-Go, you know, it's the music. So I was always, growing up, I was in different Go-Go bands. I was always, you know, different places like that. So I was into music. Then one year, like around 2006, 2007, we had went to the BET Hip Hop Awards, one of the first hip hop awards that they had, you know what I'm saying? So I wasn't even into the rapping then when I went down there. I was just a fan of the music, you know what I'm saying? But when we went down there, everywhere we went, we were just like surrounded in the mix of all the celebrities, all the rappers. So they were asking, like, who are y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like, why are y'all? Who are y'all? They thought we were somebody, you know what I'm saying? We were down there to have fun. And when I did go down there, that's when, like, you know, the Wale's, a couple of local people from my area was, you know, getting on and getting a lot of buzz. So I'm like, I felt to myself that I could do You know what I'm saying? What they're doing, or, you know, this is good or better. So I said, once I went down to Atlanta, man, and I came back home, I was like, you know, when I go back home, we was getting it from so many people. Like, everywhere we go, we was like, who are y'all? Y'all look like some rappers. Y'all look like this. And I was into music. I just didn't really have no, you know, no rap song. So I said, once I go back home, I'm going to start rapping. And then that's what it was. Came home, I just started taking it serious.
Can I get home? That's what I'm doing. That's
yeah.
that was very surreal right there. Now, that kind of actually really describes your vision. So when it comes to your vocal styles and your talent for writing, how would you best describe, that vision and the sound and also your lyrical style to those who would be hearing your music for the very first time?
I have a pretty melodic style, you know what I'm saying? I switch it up here and there. I would say it's sort of like a future, I can switch it up, like, it's the beat that gives me the feeling. So I just like to, like, when I'm rapping, my rap process is like, I listen to what I'm saying, and I might say another line a certain way that I normally would say it. So, like, if I know that I did it like this before, I definitely, like, really worked hard on trying to switch that style up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might come at the beat with a different style. You know what I'm saying? I've been like that before. So, I mean, I really don't have one particular style. When you hear to that separates our music is really what, you know, we'll be talking about and, you know, beat wise and stuff like that. But my styles are pretty much different. I could adapt to any type of music pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Collab wise, or even if I wanted to do another genre type of music, if I wanted to get into R&B, you know what I'm saying? I still could do some R&B. So like some of my new project is pretty much R&B driven, and it's like me singing pretty much. But you know. You wouldn't, if you had listened to what I'm talking about, then you could relate to it. You know, who decided
whatever question. Yeah, because you had stated also, too, because you've been around the dance hall as well, so you probably could do some of that, too.
Exactly. Like, I mixed that up. I also had, like, my brother, he goes by the name of Little Rap. He's an artist, too. He's part of my, you know, the movement, the Drum Boy Youth. But, you know, he does that. He makes the dancehall style and the Caribbean flavor into his, you know, his style. Like, that's his style, you know, so he does that a lot. But I definitely do it here and there, you know, dibble dabble, mix it up for the people.
Dibble dabble. I haven't heard that saying in a bit. I haven't heard that saying in a while. You know, because I'm originally from up north, but I've been down here for 16 years now. So, you know, but it's kind of cool.
Where
you know,
are you located?
I'm down just north of Miami, but okay. I'm originally from upstate New York. So, you know, it's pretty cool sometimes when I get you know, rapping back and forth with different people, and they say, you know, they kind of use a slang or something, and it's just, you know, when you said that, the dibble dabble, I was like, man, I haven't heard that in a good minute. Like, the dibble dabble, that was pretty cool. So that's good. It puts a smile on my face, makes, you know, brings me back. So anyways, you have had various achievements over the past years. I think you had started to mention, I wasn't sure because it kind of faded out a little bit, but I think you may have mentioned something about award. I know you had stated you went to the awards, but I didn't know if you had stated that you were receiving one. I'm not sure, but you can clarify that.
No, we had went to one of the first BET Hip Hop Awards.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine, folks work for BET. So we were getting tickets to, like, a lot of the events, and we would just go, you know what I'm saying, just to have fun and get away, you know, vacation. We're not from Atlanta. We go to Atlanta and have fun. So that's how we ended up at the awards.
Oh,
just
okay,
going just
okay.
To come back.
Oh, okay. All right. So, all right, then. So I'll just start fresh with this one then. So out of your various achievements over the past years, what do you feel has been that successful moment that seems to stay at the forefront of your mind?
Well, getting played on the radio is always something that's going to stick in my mind, you know, for the first time. You know, hearing yourself on the radio for the first time is always something you can't forget. But this performing, the more performances and the bigger they get is what just, you know, just sticks out to me. Like, I feel like I haven't done nothing too major, but, you know, I'm doing something, you know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like there's more to go. But, you know, okay. I think radio and performing at certain places in our area and stuff like that, meeting certain people, it's a bunch of collective things that, you know, just make it sweet.
Yeah, it's I can see where it's very difficult to actually pinpoint one thing, unless you know, unless it's like something national or something. I don't know, but
yeah, like I performed at national places. I performed in front of thousands of people. Like at that moment and them times, you know, those are the moments. But you know, like once it's over with, now you're like, all right, what's next? You know what I'm saying? So I just want to keep growing.
Yeah. And it's also, you know, many, fans or listeners, other artists that are just getting into the business, you know, they don't really realize. I mean, those are major accomplishments right there. You know, it's not easy to get your tracks together, for the mixtapes, and you've released one, you're working on a second one, which we'll get into. So, I mean, those are just accomplishments right there in themselves, you know.
Right.
That is not easy. That is not easy. But anyways, this is going to be difficult. I know. It's going to be tough to dwindle your answer down to just one. But if you were given the but if you were, you know, because it's hard because, you know, we like a lot of diversity. So, but if you were given the opportunity to, you know, collab with any artist, like right now, I said, anyone you want to call out, who would you choose and why?
I think right now, as we're speaking, like right now, somebody would say you could pick somebody right now to do a collab with. I think I would pick Future from Atlanta because, you know, I really love his style, you know what I'm saying? I relate to a lot of things that he talks about. And, you know, like he's bubbling right now. He's doing a lot of, you know, heavy things right now. And as we speak today, like I'm literally like his CD is in my CD player. So I would definitely do a Future, you know, feature with him, you know. I think we would match up a lot. You know, I like his style. Other than music, like I just, you know, as a him, I never met him personally. We never had a conversation. I met him personally, but we never really like sat down and got deep in the conversation. But I feel like, you know, just by looking in the outside, that we have a lot in common. You know, we like a lot of same things, fashion wise. Like I like, you know, clothes and stuff like that. So I think Future would be a nice collab.
Yeah, I can actually visualize that. And, you know, I also tend to ask the question exactly of what's in your, you know, what are you spinning, what's in your player. But I was like, there's no sense in me even asking you that, because if I'm asking you who'd you collaborate with right now, that person better be in your player.
Yeah, Future or maybe someone like Pee Wee Longway, you know, that's somebody that I've been listening to lately that I like a lot, so, yeah.
All right, well, let's just talk a little bit about your mixtapes and what you got going on coming up. Now, the single coming off your first mixtape, which was The Stupid Dope Move, we had mentioned it, it's under your other AKA, Phil the Future. You came out with the mixtape titled Louder Than You. Can you give the listeners that I know they can go download it, let us know where they can get it, as well as what can they expect, you know, from the sound and storytelling from that mixtape?
Louder Than You is a mixtape that I came out with about a year and a half ago. It's on all the mixtape sites, on Loud Mixtapes, on That Piff. It's on Dro Boys, also on droboys.com. That's our website for my, you know, for my squad. But on there, you could just, I just, Louder Than You was like me telling the, you know, introduction to the world, me telling the people that, you know, like, Louder Than You had a more than one meaning. Like, you know, our music is loud. You know, everything we do is loud, like noticeable. You know what I'm saying? We just try to be louder than you. You know what I'm saying? Also, like, you know, we're heavy, you know, marijuana smokers, and we call it loud. What we, so, you know what I'm saying? The weed that we smoke was louder than yours also. You know what I'm saying? So that fit the bill, mm-hmm. for the Louder Than You. But, you know, check it out, droboys.com, datpiff.com, live mixtapes. Feel the future. And, you know, just check it out. I mean, the storytelling on there is pretty much just telling us about, telling you about, you know, how we live and, you know, and where I come from, you know, how we make money, how we, you know, party, stuff like that, you know, just everyday life.
All right.
So most of the songs are really, like, you know, I think they're relatable to, you know what I'm saying, a man or female, you know what I'm saying? It's not too much. It's not like, I got some stuff on there for the women, you know what I'm saying, some slow stuff, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I got some ladies.
Right, it's all just the swag. It's just the swag that you do it in what makes it, you know, yours. And, you know what I'm saying? That it's just, I think people really like it. It's something smooth you can ride to, smoke to. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you feel like doing, I think this is something that will enhance, you know, and give you some motivation. Motivation
hey,
to get money.
I had starts bobbing, it's good. If my head starts bobbing, it's good. Yeah, oh, dear. That's good. That's excellent. Now, why don't you go ahead? Now, you're currently in the process of releasing your second mixtape titled Philippe Don?
No, it's called Felipe. My other AK is called Felipe. It's Felipe, you know, like you would say Phil in Spanish, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm just going to be self-titled Felipe, you know what I'm saying? Only the Strong, that's the title of it.
Okay, so it's going to be Felipe Don. The leading track, which we've been jamming out and that you're pushing, is titled, which we had mentioned earlier, Gas Station. Mm-hmm. You've just released that. So tell us a little bit about what can we expect on this second mixtape, as well as the leading single off of it that you're pushing now.
I mean, from this mixtape, I just want to give them another view of me. I feel like, you know, that on the first one, I didn't really get a chance to show, give all my talents, you know, my musical talents out, you know what I'm saying? So this one is going to be more like a lot of more melodical stuff, a lot of more, you know what I'm saying, stuff that you can sing to and remember and, you know, just things like that. It's going to be this kind of like the same vibe as the last one. You know what I'm saying? A couple turn-up songs, club songs, but then a couple things that you just sit in your house and vibe to, have a drink, you know, lay back and chill out. But it's just pretty much, you know, something for the people. I got a lot of new producers on there. I got a new in-house producer. He's actually my cousin. His name, he goes by, it's Runner. He made the Gas Station. No, he didn't make the Gas Station. Beats by C's made the Gas Station song. So I've been working with a couple new producers. Also got some things in the works with Metro Boomin and Sony Digital. So I'm working on some stuff with them, trying to get some production. And, you know, just working. I'm looking forward to releasing that project by, like, June. You know what I'm saying? Getting some PR stuff and stuff together right now. But that's about it. Pretty much ready. Other than that, we have a Dro Boys compilation album, about a mixtape by the drop. It's called Schedule One, and that's just totally produced by one of our in-house producers. His name is LCD, and you could check his stuff out. He's on LCDVision.com, and, you know, he does a lot of our videos and production, too, so check him out. But Schedule One Dro Boys mixtape is due to come out 420, so look out for that. And then we just keep moving. I got a couple artists, you know what I'm saying, under the umbrella. Like I said, like one my brother, he goes by Little Rap. I have another artist by Moco Fail, Gorilla Slim, Chump Dog, you know what I'm saying, Flizzy. So, you know, we're just working, trying to just keep the buzz going, keep everything moving.
That's good. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Why don't you go ahead and take this moment to, you know, give any shout-outs, which you're kind of doing, I guess. And, you know, contact information for bookings, features, collabs, and also anything else that you may want to share that we did not cover during the interview.
Okay. All right, well, social networks, you got all of them are Felipe_Dro. That's on all the social networks, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, Felipe_Dro. That's Felipe_Dro. Just like to give a shout-out to my team, my squad, you know, everybody that's been rocking with us since day one. Dro Boys, you know what I'm saying? You can check out everything, all our freestyles, videos, anything Dro Boys, anything Felipe Dro is on droboys.com. That goes by droboiz.com. Shout out to you.
Hey, I'll take a shout out.
And I mean, that's about it, man. Just look out for us, man. We're trying to come hot 2015 and just keep it moving, man. Like, you know, it's a lot of bumps in the road that we come across, but we just got to stay strong, keep it moving, you know? So, you know, that's it.
That's to be expected. That's to be expected. All right. Well, I appreciate the interview. I sure enjoyed the time. So before you leave out, why don't you go ahead and give us a nice little intro, take us on into your latest single.
Y'all know what it is, man. Reporting live for BWA Radio. This is Felipe Dro, Dro Boys in the Building. And this is my single off my upcoming mixtape, Felipe, Only the Strong. And it goes by Gas Station. Pull up.
Dro Boys in the Building.
It's like a one-stop shop, you know? Come get it. Pull up and get served. Pull up. What you want, what you need. Work. No drama, though. Only 93 good gas. For that ass.
I woke up to time in this car.
Yeah.
I was cutting dope, blowing dro, while these hoes have a motherfucking twerk play. How you gonna drive? You ain't got gas. Meet me at the station, you can get that. I only got straps, nigga, APAC. How many motherfucking times I gotta say that? I bet your bitch know. She's sitting at my station trying to get low. Trying to learn how to run up a bamboo. But this gas I got, she can't handle. All the ass she got, I'm trying to handle it. All this cash, I be trapping shit. And if you mad, you get this whole clip. Nigga, blow your brains away. Pull up to the pump, get a lot of dollars, get a lot of dollars. All I got is skunk, make it funky. I'ma make it funky.
I'ma make it.
Clapping every day, getting money every way. I'm at my gas station. Designing on my feet, then I want your bitch. We on a vacation.
I'd like to welcome you to my gas station.
That's what's up. Be sure to check that out, Gas Station, and be on the lookout for that mixtape release. All right. You can catch BWD Radio's 24/7 nonstop music station at bwdradio.com. It's definitely number one in variety radio, spinning all music genres. You know, we do our best. You know, we do prefer to, you know, keep the clean versions going. But, you know, once in a while, if the music's good, hey, you know, we got to do what we got to do, as long as it's not way too offensive or repetitious of offensiveness. But anyways, you can take us on the go with you, download our mobile app, grab on iTunes or Google Play. The direct links can also be found on either our social media timelines or right at bwdradio.com. Also, if you use the TuneIn app, you can simply just do a search for us at BWD space radio, and you can catch us live there as well, or just straight from the player on page. So you have several options of, you know, whatever works for you. So be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BWDRadio_. If you're on Facebook, stop by our fan page at BWD Radio. Let us know you're respecting what we are doing for the outstanding indie artists of not only yesterday, but today. You know, by clicking on that like button, it's only a click, right? I show a lot more love than just a click. So come on, give me a click. Be sure to check out BWD Magazine. Music news and entertainment is also has become popular 3 years in. It's a variety magazine in both digital and print. It's always a free read, because I do not believe that you should have to charge people to read your stuff. I just don't. You know, now if you know you want to get a copy of the digital and a copy of the print, then that's a different story. But if, you know, people like to just browse around online, you know, I just don't feel that that's necessary. We're here to get our readers in touch with our liturgy. So the publications are just very important to us. So BWD Radio also does sponsor the magazine. So be sure to check out April's issue, which will be dropping in 4 days. Our issues drop monthly on the 5th. You could also take a trip back in time. As I had stated, our 3-year anniversary was actually last month. So find us and friend us on Twitter and Facebook, BWD Magazine. You can also find the testimonials on actually both our websites. They're live testimonies, okay? They're not edited or anything. They're just straight from our clients. So testimonials can be found on both of our websites, bwdmagazine.com, bwdradio.com, and also as well as our reviews on our Facebook pages of BWD Magazine and BWD Radio. You'll see reviews there as well. We appreciate the love. I know I do. So be sure to check it all out, okay? All right, Miss V, you know I'm going to bounce on out of here. And, you know, I think I'm going to leave you with my boy, Vig, with my angel. Miss V, she's going to bounce on out of here. Be sure to tune in next Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Wednesday is not a regular day. So starting next week, I'll be back to Thursdays, okay? 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right. All right. Well, Miss V, I'm bouncing. You stay safe. Many blessings. Peace out.
Yeah. Hey, turn it up so you can feel it. Lord knows a good woman's hard to find. What I say to you, my chick, she be the illest. Hard pressed to find a rat in such a smile. And it's right that love is blind. A lot of times we intertwine with a lot of chicks, even if they fine. Don't really be worth your time. I'm so blessed, how did I find? Angel one of a kind. Doubt she was ever born. Probably fell from the sky. Into my arms. Although a brother's strongness was so cold, she wrapped her wings around me just to keep me warm. Looks out in case of harm. Her love's what I adore. Soon as I wake, she holds me down. Just like an alarm. And she loves when I perform. Put her wings up in the air, yeah. We the ones that evilness should fear. And I know that she gonna be there. Watching over me, I'm so complete when she is there. Cause she's my... Hey baby girl, listen. Hey baby girl, listen. That's all my life. You my. Swear you the realest. Tell you all the time, but I need the rules to feel this. You my. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey for real. Hey you my. Promise that you'll never leave me. I need you just like breathing. Please trust it and believe me.
Angel, don't mean to fluff my feathers, but I promise you my soul, when the love can't get no better, even when the storm is cold, cold-hearted in this world, we call it R, see the sky, Atlanta stars, don't be alarmed, when I'm out here in these streets, cause I'm grinding for a drink, ain't no I-O-U, when it comes to you and me, toasters on the beach, picture that, kick up your feet, and relax from the stress, I got your back, promise me, but you'll never leave my side, with a new Bonnie and Clyde, you can look me in my eyes and see the window with my pride. My soul is yours to keep. Never get me if he tried. Never hit sweet if he cried. Sweet demon in disguise. Pick me in my side when I start to fantasize. Cause this love is like a dream. I got a chance to live alive. I'm alive. And without your love is fatal. You give me inspiration. Spread my wings and I become yo.
Hey baby girl, listen. Hey baby girl, listen. That's all my life. You my. Swear you the realest. Tell you all the time, but I need the road to feel this. You my. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey for real. Hey you my. Promise that you'll never leave me. I need you just like breathing. Please trust it and believe me. Yeah, I'm older, wiser, smarter. I know you're somebody's daughter. Such a beautiful young lady. Can't wait to meet your father. Let him know that you're dealing with a real man. Look, I know what you go through, ladies, I understand. Don't worry about being lonely. I'm out here making that money, but I'm never around no other chick. If you need me, girl, just call me. This is on me, no phoning. You can be my tenderoni. Pick you up a day, morning night, just to hold you tight in the morning. Straight up, you get on me. Home keys, car keys, and the heart keys. If they saw you, then they saw me. Wanna grow old, raise on seed. As a young child, someone pop sleeve. Promise, never repeat the cycle. Never that, not me, nah, please. God, please. Watch over my angel, look. If anything, I just wanna say thank you, And never mind them chicks that hate you. You know why, they just jealous that they ain't you. You're my. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey baby girl, listen. That's all my life. You my. Swear you the realest. Tell you all the time, but I need the road to feel this.
you my. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey baby girl, listen. Hey for real, hey you my. Promise that you'll never leave me. I need you just like breathing. Please trust it and believe me. You're my. Yeah. For real. For real. That's all my life, you my. That's all my life, you my. All the angels throw your wings in the air. Throw your wings in the air. Yeah. All the angels throw your wings in the air. Throw your wings in the air. Yeah.